Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Governor Scott Walker stopped in Rhinelander today to promote a child tax credit. In a State of the State address this week, Walker said an improving economy has given the state a $385 billion budget surplus, including an unanticipated $137 million.
We expect the surplus at the end of this year. It's bigger than expected. And so as I promised in the past, when we have a surplus bigger than expected, we're going to send it back to the hardworking taxpayers. That includes a provision that the legislature passed a few years ago that I signed that requires a portion of an unexpected surplus to go into the rainy day fund. It's already 168 times bigger than it was before we took office. It will be even bigger with this most recent deposit will come because of the surplus.
Under Walker's tax credit plan, all parents in Wisconsin with biological or adopted children under the age of 18 as of the end of last year would qualify for the credit. The Walker administration estimates 671,000 families would benefit. The credit would be paid out through a tax rebate check in the current year to families that fill out an online form and through the typical income tax process next year. Walker said the money was there because the economy is humming along. Recently announced was a 3% unemployment rate.
We can see that it will not only be a benefit to our families, it'll be a benefit to our overall economy. In fact, one of the things we're banking on is part of the reason why we have a larger than expected surplus, and it's overwhelmingly because sales tax revenues are up and because expenditures are constrained.
On another topic, Walker said he thinks the process to change the nature of the Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Correction Facility to an adult facility will gain momentum this year, along with making regional juvenile facilities. He thinks there likely won't be a loss of jobs in Lincoln County. A Rhinelander area man will continue to face charges in the death of his son last year. 41-year-old Trung Tran was bound over for trial after an appearance today in Oneida County Circuit Court. 20-month-old Avery Edwards died in April of blunt force trauma at a Rhinelander home. Tran's wife Ellen is charged with first-degree reckless homicide in the child's death. She told authorities the child slipped in the shower, but evidence pointed to an intentional act. Later, Trung Tran was charged with child abuse and neglecting a child causing death. Judge Michael Bloom found probable cause a felony exists and bound Trung Tran over for further proceedings. Trung Tran will enter a plea to the charges on March 19th. Ellen Tran faces up to 60 years in prison if convicted of reckless homicide. Trung Tran could face more than 37 years if found guilty on his two felony charges. And even in the best of times, running a successful farming operation is more complicated and demanding than most people realize. Tim Morrissey reports.
It's a tough time for farmers now, and that's why the UW Extension and the State Agriculture Department are sponsoring a meeting called Supporting Farmers During Challenging Times. As farmers face increasingly tight margins, financial consultants with the Ag Department's Farm Center will give presentations on how to accurately analyze a farm's finances. Frank Fryer is one of the presenters.
Part of this is having them do big picture thinking as we go through the presentation. I talk about green flags, meaning move ahead, or red flag, something that ought to be stopped, just like the traffic lights.
Another presentation will deal with ideas to help farmers avoid stress when they have to make tough decisions about their operation, and another will help farmers develop nutrition strategies. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
The town of Little Rice Fire Department responded to a small fire at the Willow Haven Supper Club Thursday evening. Fire Chief Scott Pocat reports they were called at about 9:30 p.m. to the building on Willow Dam Road. When they arrived, they found a dryer in the basement had malfunctioned, causing smoke and a small electrical fire. The building had been evacuated. There were no injuries and no major damage. The smoke was ejected from the building by firefighters. And U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is backing off his comments about a secret society inside the FBI, which he had discussed during a live television interview. The Wisconsin Republican now acknowledges the story might have been based on a joke, which was contained in a text message. Johnson remains firmly behind his central claim that an informant told some members of the Senate committee about meetings held by FBI employees outside of government offices. ABC News tracked down a text from an FBI lawyer who was apparently joking about a secret society the day after the 2016 general election. Forecast for tonight, slight chance of rain late, patchy fog, otherwise cloudy, low 26. Saturday, cloudy, high near 31, but windy. A slight chance of snow showers Saturday night, otherwise cloudy, low near 12. And Sunday, a high temperature should be around 21 degrees with a slight chance of snow showers. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the Blues, live from the WXPR studios. I'm Ken Kroll.